I will always be honest with other realtors and with clients. And that's what I want to be known for.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast, where we are dedicated to unraveling the secrets to real estate success. I'm your host, Maud Léger, and each week we bring you insights from top realtors, entrepreneurs, and innovators, sharing their success stories, mindset, processes, motivations, and the key to their success. Join us every Monday for a new episode and discover how to crack the code to success and take your real estate business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to unlock your potential. This week, I'm speaking with Suzanne Isawi from iPro Realty. Today's chat is all about self-care for success. Suzanne is a realtor who puts a strong emphasis on taking care of herself so she can offer the best to her clients. She's passionate about real estate, dedicated to growth, integrity, and adding value. For Suzanne, success in real estate is about hard work and embracing the long journey. Ready to learn how to get more from your real estate career by combining self-care with dedication? Let's get to my chat with Suzanne. This podcast is sponsored by Sold Right Away, the experts in real estate marketing. You work hard selling real estate, we work hard selling you. From listings to branding, Sold Right Away has you covered. For all your real estate marketing needs, visit soldrightaway.com. Hi, Suzanne. Thanks for joining us on the episode today. Tell us, what is the key to your success?
Hello, Maud. Thank you for having me. It's my honor to be a guest on your podcast.
Thank you.
I would like to share my experience with real estate. The word success, it's always like people with success, instantly people imagine money, lots and lots of money, right? Business, money. But to me, the challenging part was to keep that balance, not to lose yourself in, you know, not to be a workaholic, basically, not to just focus on one thing and lose track of your personal life, because we work to make our personal life better. But some people, they forget themselves. And in real estate, trust me, it's very easy to be lost in that world, right? You yeah. just want all your clients happy. You want to help them. You want to deliver, you want to do this. No, to me it's like, keep it balanced, take care of my health, go to that gym. Even if that means sometimes I will need to miss a call because I need to be fit, I need to be healthy for me to run around and show you homes and host open houses, right?
Yeah.
So this is like trying to keep that balance spiritually and physically, mentally. Of course, mentally is very important too. And also to have some business too. Not some business, lots of business, right?
Nice. Love it.
Boundaries. Respond to your clients. Let them know that you are a human being too. Like some people, they call me at 11 p.m. So it's very important to set boundaries. Yes, of course, if there's bidding war, I'm up till like past midnight. No problem. But in a normal day, don't do that to us. Yeah. Don't do that. Very important to set boundaries, take care of your mental health, and work very hard. Work very hard.
Nice. I like that. Setting boundaries, but also working hard, having balance. These are three very consistent, great tips for anyone right now trying to build a career in real estate, right?
True. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And be willing to work very hard because, you know, you talk to another realtor and they're like, no, I don't want to drive there. No, I'm not willing to do that. I'm like, you have to be willing to do that dirty work. You have to be willing to You have to be willing to work for other realtors at the beginning to host their open houses and literally work for free until you prove yourself, to prove your worth and show people who you are, who you truly are. Be, you know, just work hard and things will come your way. Things will come for sure. Don't give up. Market, you know, I look busy all the time. I am not busy all the time. I'm telling you that. Not every day I have a new listing, right? But yeah. I do have some listings. I am busy, but stay busy, stay active, learn about the new rules, regulations, information, share your information, let people know that you know what you're doing, right? You are working hard, you are available for your clients, you are in business, not like, oh, I got my license and I'm staying home doing nothing. No, I'm working hard to, you know, share my knowledge, to provide some valuable information on the internet, to put your name out there, right? And when people see that, they will believe in you, they will trust you, they will come your way and connect with your clients, know what you have in common. For example, I have a mom, she's asking on Facebook group, you know, I follow those leads, I chase those leads. And she's like, I'm looking for this, this, and that. And then I saw what we have in common. Maybe I shouldn't be sharing that, but I will anyways. So I saw what we have in common. She's a mom, I'm a mom. I understand her needs. I can relate to her. I know what she's feeling. And everyone, like you see, you know, when someone asks on Facebook, you see like, whoa, people, you know, 100 comments, 300 comments. But mine stand out because it's always authentic. Not all the time I win that lead, right? But I, you know, try to find something in common with that client, something that's, we can relate to, right? So I tell her, you know, this, this, and that, and then I sometimes I DM or I just leave it. I do not want to be pushy, but I'm just self-available. And sometimes it works, other time it doesn't. You just have to try.
Yeah, that's very good. Very great way to get more leads, I guess. That's a great way. What would be one of the most impactful thing that you have implemented in your business that brought you success?
One thing that I have implemented, Rosa, I really cannot say one thing. This is just like, you know, like dieting, like taking care of your health. It has to be a combination of things. You know, the one thing is do not rely on one thing. Yeah, that's
how. Nice. I love it. Do not rely on one thing.
Don't rely on your sphere of influence, because sometimes, you know, you can't just rely on one source for leads.
Yeah.
You have to try everything. So you have to take care of yourself and be confident and show people, you know, I am confident. Enough talking about me, but also at the same time, try different things. Try social media, try sphere of influence, try advertising, you know, and very important, connect with other realtors. To me, my most important clients are my other fellow realtors. They are because they're literally not same level as my clients. Together, we work to provide the best service for our clients out there, because you cannot work by yourself. You have to be connected to other realtors. And I work very hard to stay connected with, you know, realtors, other fellow realtors, and to meet new ones every day.
Nice. Yeah. What strategies have you implemented that are your non-negotiable things that you have in your calendar or in your business that you must do to be where you are?
Okay, for success, non-negotiable. When you said non-negotiable, I thought about, you know, values. Some people, they just lose their values to gain some other people, their clients' respect, or they just, you know, play by other people's rules. To me, no, you have to respect your own values, stand up to your own values. Non-negotiable, you know, certain things I believe in, I'm not, these are, you know, my values, you know, ethical, and I'm willing to give these up for any money in the world. And you know what, when clients see that, when people see that, whether they're clients or not, they will respect it. You will look better in their eyes because you are not just chasing the money or chasing, you know, whatever clients and abandoning your values, abandoning who you are. To me, this is, you know, a red line where, you know, it's non-negotiable. And maybe your question was meant to do something else, but I couldn't help but mention
that. Oh, I love that. It. Your value. It's important. Keeping your value in your business. It's who you are. It's who you show up in the world as. So love it.
Yes. See that they will trust you. They know you're a person of value. You have values. You are, you know, trustworthy. And trust is, you know, very important in real estate. As long as you trust you and they know you know what you're doing, right? You're trustworthy, you're honest. Honesty is, you know, number one. No matter what, I will always be honest with my clients. For example, we were applying for tenants and the landlord's agent, he asked me, you know, do you know these people in person? I don't remember if it's a he or she, it doesn't matter. So I'm like, to be honest, I've seen them all the time. I've known them for 10 years. And when they ask me, have you visited their home? I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you and say, yes, I've known them for 10 years. You know, they work at a certain place. We see them all the time. The mom, but to tell you, I visited their home and I saw it. No, I didn't. And I'm not going to lie to you. I will always be honest with other realtors and with clients. And that's what I want to be known for, you know, trust, honesty.
Nice. I love it. Thank you. We have a rapid fire questions section for the podcast. So where we ask you, I will ask you a few questions. Some of them we might have answered, and it's quick, fast answers. Let's try that. So first one is, what is your best marketing strategy?
Everything. Don't rely on one. Don't rely on one pillar. Like, try many things. That's the goal. You can't rely on one thing. Yes.
Love it. What's your best social media tactic?
Being just spontaneous, natural. Doesn't always have to be full makeup, looking amazing. Sometimes, no, people want to feel like you're a human too. Nice. So just be real and share your knowledge with others. And keep going up, even if you have one view. To me, it's quality over quantity. I don't want million views. Well, I want it if it's available. Quantity over quality.
Love it. That's amazing. What's your most effective social media platform?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, your Facebook. I'm getting leads from Facebook as well.
Yes. Ah, yeah. Your comments and your DMs.
Yes.
What's your must-have tech tool?
You know, all the devices we use, cameras, microphones. And then the technology, the systems, right? The brokerage system, CRM, all that. Yeah. Is a must.
Nice.
Yeah, now these days, mm-hmm. Of course.
What is your advice for new realtors?
Be patient. Just be patient. It's not easy. It's not an easy job. To be honest, I thought it was way easier than that. And at certain, when I first started, I was literally sitting on the couch. Now what? What do I do? I'm licensed, what do I do, right?
It is.
And then, I don't know, you just have to keep doing things until you start seeing results. It's not going to, no one, I have a friend that she's a realtor and she told me, it's like, I'm not even a realtor. She got her license, you know, a few years ago and she's not doing, maybe she did one deal. Like, no one's going to come and knock your door and say, hey, would you like to sell my house? No,
you have to put out there.
Yeah, that's my advice. Like, don't wait for someone to come and ask you for your help. Go and people might be interested.
Nice. Love it. What's your top income generating activity?
Buying, of course. Buyers and sellers, not the rent.
Yeah. How do you win more listings?
That's a hard question. How do I win more listings? To me, I'm not in a point where, you know, I'm doing everything possible. I always feel overwhelmed. There's a lot to do. So the only way I feel I can win more listing is by, you know, having a team. And hopefully I'll be working on that in the future, you know, having my own, working with other realtors so we don't miss out on leads, right? Yeah. I think that great opportunity. That's something I will be working on in the future. I'm not saying I've reached my full potential. I'm still working. We're nice. Always, you know. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And what's the best advice you've ever received?
Stay positive. Don't share too many negative experiences because people will connect you to that. You know, always in real estate, there's always going to be lots of, you know, things happening. You do not want to share that on your social media or even with, you know, people around you. So I have another realtor. He's been in the business for over 25 years. His name is Raj and he's amazing. So he's just here to give me that advice and I value his advice and I'm following it.
I love it. Stay positive. We started the podcast where you talked about your definition of success, which is interesting because one of the questions here is everyone has their own definition of success. How do you define success for yourself?
Yes, just like I said, to not to lose my family. That's my number one priority. Stay connected, my health, my family, and my clients. So I'm saying they come last, but at the same time, if I lose my health or my family, there is no, why am I working, right? Mm-hmm. And to keep that balance. And to me, that excitement and drive, when I have it, I would not trade it for billions of dollars in the world. One time a client called me and I was literally jumping out of happiness and excitement, and people around me were like, what's wrong with what's going on? And I'm like, I wouldn't trade this client. It's not a $1 million deal, I'm telling you. It was just a regular deal, and I'm just excited and happy. And that I wouldn't trade it for billions of dollars. It's not about, you know, selling all the properties in Canada. No, that's not my goal. My goal is to reach my full potential and to keep that happiness and excitement and passion for my work. That's success to me.
Wow, I love it. I love it. This is so great. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. Where do we find you on Instagram?
You can DM me, you can leave a comment in my videos. I read all comments. I, you know, engage with my audience. You can call my office at any time, and you can find me on Facebook as well. And I also have business WhatsApp also shared on my Facebook. So many ways you find me. You cannot. I'm all over.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing all of this. I'm sure it will be super helpful for lots and lots of realtors out there.
I hope so. Thank you so much, Maud, for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make every action count. Reflect on the insights from today's episode and ask yourself, which strategies and actions can you implement to grow your real estate business and win more listings? Your growth journey begins with a single step. What will yours be? If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network and help spread the word. Together, we can inspire and empower a community of realtors to crack the code to real estate success. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Realtors Conspiracy. Join our growing community of listeners and start enhancing your real estate journey today. Subscribe and never miss an opportunity to learn from the best.